This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
The Book of Revelation is a book of clouded mysteries. Central to its theme is a seven-headed, ten-horned beast ridden by a woman identified as a harlot. This beast claims the name Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. But horrific events precede the rise of this world-dominating socialist system that is designed to humble mankind. And strangely, commencing these catastrophic conditions are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Who are these horsemen? What are they symbolic of? And will these horsemen have a devastating effect upon mankind? Stay with us as we explore the four horsemen of Revelation.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you could join us on today's program. As you saw in our intro today, there's a lot of interest in when the end will come to this earth. There are many books, there are many articles, movies, TV shows, various publications that look with interest to this topic of the end times. You probably are familiar with the Left Behind series. Recently, there was a meteorite shower in Russia. At the same time, an asteroid was passing by the Earth. And these types of things express interest among the population on the earth into the end times. We want to look at that topic today, the end times, but we want to look at it from a biblical perspective because the Bible does speak about the end times, and in order to understand whether or not we are in the end times, it's important for us to go to the Bible to try to answer that question. Now, what I'm going to do on today's program is specifically I'm going to deal with the four horsemen of the apocalypse that are mentioned in the book of Revelation. And some will argue, well, how do we know that the book of Revelation deals with the end times? And we can show that very quickly, and let's go ahead and do that. I want to turn over to the book of Revelation in your Bible, to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. And it says there, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." Now, if you go back to the book of Acts, when Jesus left this earth, when he was resurrected, he was seen ascending into heaven with the clouds, and he was telling his people at that time that he was going to descend in like manner when he came the second time to the earth. So when we read here, "Behold, he cometh with clouds," it's referring back to what was in the book of Acts, talking about, describing the second coming of Jesus Christ, how he was going to return to this earth. So the context of the book of Revelation is about the end times, and there are many symbols within the book that deal with this. It says further in verse 7, "And every eye will see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." So I think we can establish that the context of Revelation deals with the end times. And then we're going to look specifically today, we're going to take a lot of time looking specifically at these riders of the four horses that we can read about in Revelation chapter 6. Now, when you think about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you've probably heard of the four horsemen of the apocalypse in popular culture. That phrase is used in various ways when it's talking about some dominant force in the world. You can maybe hearken back to the 1920s if you're a sports fan, And the backfield at the University of Notre Dame was known as the Four Horsemen. And the reason they were known as that is that team only lost two games in 3 years. So they were a dominant force on the scene in college football, just like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse will be a dominant force on the world scene as we get close to the end times. Now, we're going to look at these Four Horsemen in a moment, but before we do that, I'd like to offer you some free literature on today's program. What we're offering today, once again, free of charge, are two pamphlets. The first pamphlet is entitled Evidence of the End Times. Are we living in the prophesied time of the end? How can we know for sure? How is it different today than it was, say, at the turn of the century, or say, at the time Jesus was upon the earth? This pamphlet will get into answering some of those questions. We also want to offer you the pamphlet, Who Rides the White Horse? He carries a bow. He wears a crown. He goes forth conquering and to conquer, and he rides a white horse. Is he Christ or is he Antichrist? Who? There's a controversy as to who the rider of the white horse is. Get this pamphlet to learn more. To get both of these items, all you need to do is call toll-free 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791, or you can visit our website to order, www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to the website to view a weekly live sermon broadcast. Again, that's at www.cgi.org. Welcome back. Those of you just joining us and those of you that were with us at the top of the program, our subject today is the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. We want to look closely at the symbols that these individual riders portray to understand what the Bible has to say of the signs we should be looking for that will precede the second coming of Jesus to this earth. Now, when we think about the end times, the idea that the end times were here have been on the earth for the last 2,000 years. In the early church, right at the time Jesus was resurrected, many who were believers at that time thought he was about to usher in the end of time. They thought he was about to usher in the kingdom of God upon the earth. When the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, once again, there were believers who thought this was a sign that the end was near. In 999 AD in Europe, many believers in Jesus Christ thought that this was the end time. They were about to move into the kingdom of God. And when we look at the 1840s, there was a popular movement in the United States that believed Jesus was coming in the 1840s. In 1914, there was a religious organization in the United States that believed we were about to usher in the kingdom of God upon the earth. And even 1975, there was a religious group that had that conception. In 1999, we see once again with Y2K, there was interest again in the end times. And even in 2012, with the great interest in the Mayan calendar, people were once again talking, discussing this concept of the end times. But what I want to do is I want to look at the Bible and see what that has to say. What signs should we be looking for that are going to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ? To do that, we're going to focus in on Revelation chapter 6. And we saw earlier how the book of Revelation does deal with signs and symbols about the end times preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ. So let's take a closer look now at Revelation chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1 of Revelation chapter 6, and it says this, And I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now this is the rider of the first horse. It's a white horse, and the rider has a bow and a crown. Now some believe this is a picture of Jesus, which I do not believe. I believe actually this is a picture of false Christ. I believe this is a picture of the Antichrist who will be upon the earth right before the second coming of Jesus. Now, why do some believe that this is a picture of Jesus? Well, if you look at the fact that he's on a white horse, I'm going to turn over to Revelation 19 and verse 11. And there it says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." So this is Jesus in Revelation 19 on the white horse. And some will argue, well, if we got a white horse here in Revelation 6, maybe that's Jesus too. But hold on a minute. If you look at Revelation 6, verse 1, it talks about the fact that the Lamb is opening up these seals for us. Now, the Lamb is definitely a picture of Jesus Christ. Would the Lamb opening the seal then be referring to himself in that very first picture within that seal? I don't think so. You could argue against that. But is it possible that this first rider is like Christ, but not exactly Christ? Because as you see, this first rider also has a crown. And in Revelation 14:14, some cite the fact that it's talking about the Son of Man having a crown. Now, in Revelation 14, I don't believe that that's a picture of Jesus either, but it talks about one like the Son of Man, and Jesus is sometimes likened to the Son of Man. But if it's not Jesus here in Revelation 6, verse 2, who is it? Because it sounds like it's something like Jesus. Well, we want to let the Bible interpret itself, folks. And there are other places in Scripture where the Bible does talk about the end times. And when we begin to put these pieces together like a puzzle, we begin to get a clearer picture of what the writer is saying in Revelation. Turn with me, if you have your Bibles handy, to Matthew chapter 24. And get the context of Matthew here. Matthew is looking, as he writes here in Matthew 24, about the end times. Matthew 24, verse 1. "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?" So there's no doubt about it here, folks. The context in Matthew 24 is of the signs that would precede Jesus' coming again to this world. Now notice what Jesus said. What is the first thing he says in Matthew 24? I'm going to pick it up in verse 4. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So the first thing Jesus mentions is these false Christs. When you go back to Revelation 6, the first seal that is open, the first revelation of what's going to precede Jesus' second coming is this rider on a white horse that looks like a Jesus-like figure. Folks, I believe if you connect Revelation 6 to Matthew 24, you begin to see a pattern emerging. As we begin to see what else is related to us in Matthew 24, it fits hand in glove with what is in Revelation 6. You may say we've had false Christs upon the earth over the last 2,000 years, and you'd be exactly right in that. But I believe the proliferation of individuals like David Koresh and the Branch Davidians, like Jim Jones in Guyana, and all the people that died through those experiences, like the Solar Temple in Europe a few years back, where again people committed suicide for a false messianic figure, the Hale Bopp Comet cult in San Diego a number of years ago. Again, this is all recent history. This is within my lifetime. And there are many other figures like these that have occurred within my short lifespan that were false messianic type figures. The difference, I believe, it's going to be to a greater effect right before the second coming of Christ. There will be a great false religious leader who will lead the world astray. Now, when we look for a second sign here, we read on in Revelation chapter 6 and pick it up in verse 3. It says in verse 3, "And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." Now that sounds like war, folks. It's very clear here that it is war when you think of the color red. But let's go back to Matthew. Let's confirm that. What's the next thing Jesus mentioned after the false Christ? In Matthew 24 and verse 6, he says this, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." And I'm going to stop reading right there. Folks, in this 20th century that has just passed us, we've had more people die through warfare than at any other time in human history. I believe it's going to get worse right before the time of the end. There will be a great cataclysmic war on this earth, ladies and gentlemen. And now that more and more countries have nuclear weapons, what a war like that can wreak upon this earth is very sad to think about. Now, when we look at this third horseman, let's see if we see another connection back to what we were reading in Matthew 24. I'm going to pick it up here in Revelation 6, and I'm going to pick it up in verse 5. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.'" Now, what is this beast a symbol of? Well, it seems to have something to do with food and the economy. Now, what happens when there's warfare on the earth to a great degree? Think back to World War II, World War I. Think back to the wars in Africa over the last century and the famines that then took place when armies were sieging cities. If we go back to Matthew 24, I'm going to pick it up there in verse 7. It says, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines." The very next thing he mentions after warfare are famines. I believe what we're reading in Revelation 6 about that third horse are famines that will take place upon the earth. The scarcity of food will be on the earth. People will not have much to eat. The economies will be hurt, and it will be difficult for people to have sustenance to keep them going in this world. That will take us to the fourth horseman, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to turn back to Revelation chapter 6 and see what we can learn about this fourth horseman. In Revelation chapter 6, I'm going to pick it up there in verse 7. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And in his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. So this fourth beast encompasses death, but it seems to encompass other things that were in the preceding horsemen. That's interesting, because when we turn back to Matthew 24 and verse 7, notice what it says after famines. It says, "Famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Now, some of your translations might just say earthquakes there. But let's think about earthquakes for a moment, folks. What do we worry about when there's a massive earthquake on the earth? Think about the Haitian earthquake that occurred a few years ago. What happened after that earthquake? There was a breakout of cholera there. Why? Because there was a lack of running water. There was a lack of good water to drink. And dysentery set in. Diarrhea set in. These diseases that could impact the population at that time. Whenever there are famines on the earth, it leads to contagious and infectious diseases having a greater probability of coming upon those people who are suffering the consequences of famine, of war, and these debilitating effects that can take place upon a population. So we see here these particular symbols that the Bible talks about in various places connecting to the riders on the horses in Revelation. Now, there is another place to go to in your Bible that talks about this end time scenario. It's over in the book of Luke, and I'm going to pick it up in Luke chapter 21 in verse 8. Notice how this is right in line with what we read in Matthew 24 and what we were reading in Revelation chapter 6. You've got to let the Bible interpret itself. Many times it will. And then you can have a more solid background trying to understand what it's really talking about. Notice what it says in Luke 21, verse 8. And he said, "Take heed that you be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them," the first horseman. Verse 9. "But when you hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by." The second horseman. "Then he said unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines," horseman number 3, "and pestilences," horseman number 4, "and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven." Now you've got to understand all these things can be occurring at the same time as we move into that time of the end. But I believe we have a good understanding of what these four horsemen of the apocalypse are. You'll notice over in Revelation 6, after he gets through the four horsemen, he says the following, "And when he opened the fifth seal," this is Revelation 6, 9, "I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. They cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" So if we look at this order here, this consecutive order that it's mentioning with these signs to be aware of the end, what else should we be looking toward that would foretell that we were in the time of the end? Well, over in Matthew 24, after it gets through the symbols of the four horsemen, notice what it says here. I'll begin reading in verse 9 of Matthew 24. It says, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It looks like along with the false Christ, along with the great war, along with the famines, along with the pestilences, something else to be looking out for is a martyrdom of the saints of God. When we see that happening along with those other signs, we are very close to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And there are other things that we can read about in Revelation and other parts of the Bible that would bear this out for us. Now, I'm going to get to a little bit more about that first horseman before we close out today's program. But what I want to do before that is I want to offer you that literature that we talked about at the top of today's program. Again, we have two pamphlets we want to offer you today. One is titled Evidence of the End Times. Are we in the prophesied time of the end? How can we know? Well, this pamphlet is going to give you information and talk about what is different today than was different in the times of Jesus, or in 999 AD, or even in the Middle Ages when some believed that the end was going to come upon the earth. The second item we want to offer you today is who rides the white horse. There's a controversy. Is the rider of the white horse Jesus Christ, or is it false Christ and the Antichrist that is going to take over at the end time? We want you to get that pamphlet so you can learn more. To do that, you can call 1-888-578-8791, or you can visit our website at www.cgi.org. Now, as we close out today's program, ladies and gentlemen, again, I believe the rider of that first horse is the Antichrist, and the Bible talks a lot about that figure. I don't have time to get into all the scriptures that address that Antichrist figure, but I want to leave you with just a couple you can jot down if you're interested in investigating further into this false Christ, this false religious leader that will be on the earth. You can look at scriptures like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you can look at Daniel 8, and you can look at Revelation 19. I want to thank you for joining us on the Armor of God. So long for now.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.